Welcome to the Andrea Kay Show. She's blonde, 5'2", and 102 pounds of dynamite in a dress. Here she is, Andrea Kay.
Welcome to hour two of tonight's Andrea Kay Show on this Taco Tuesday. Just enjoying my time with you guys, as always. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast, because we went into wherever you get your podcasts. We covered a lot of good ground last hour. There's breaking news coming out of Arizona that supports President Trump's position in his statement on abortion and his major victory that he delivered on overturning Roe v. Wade. We talked about that. We talked also about the sentencing of the Crumley parents, Crumley being the mass shooter at a high school. They are the first parents to be sentenced, to have been convicted of involuntary manslaughter for the mass shootings, and they were sentenced today. And we provided some great analysis of that last hour or so. And then we also had some fun at the expense of some Eclipse people and a broadcast that took place. And, you know, you gotta get some laughs when you can this day and age. And we're certainly not getting, the Republican Party's not giving us any reason to laugh. We've got more to get into this hour, including the undercover video that exposed a CIA operative bragging about, yeah, it's called a nudge, man. You know, we want to get somebody arrested. We want to put some harm on them. We make it happen. We can make it. We can set it up and bring them down just like we did Alex Jones. So much to get into this hour. And of course, the guy that's going to keep us rolling like he does every night of the week, Taco Tuesday and beyond, it is DJ Sesame Broccolini.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
Well, Taco Tuesday, meaning also flautas and taquitos, mm-hmm. And
thank you,
and mm-hmm. some ham and cheese. Mm-hmm. Taco Tuesday,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's okay, because I say the more the merrier. Why not?
Free the taco, man.
I agree.
Free the tortilla. Okay, put it all in a tortilla. One time back in the day when I was still doing a little acting, I was in this movie that starred one of the actors from, oh gosh, I can't remember his name now, but he did an updated version of The Twilight Zone or something. He was one of those actors. Anyway, it was a movie called The Tortilla Has Flipped, and it had to do with Americans deciding that it had gotten so bad in America that Americans were sneaking across the border and moving to Mexico.
And you call it The Tortilla Has Flipped.
It was called The Tortilla Has Flipped. And we filmed it up in Bakersfield. I played the mom.
What?
And we filmed me. It was me and a man playing my husband and a couple of kids. And I was in heels, black suit pants, and a blue shirt, and dragging a suitcase through the desert.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can't remember the name of the actor, but listen, you know, right now with what's going on and the invasion we got and the economic destruction going on in this country, and we don't have a Republican Party seeming to do anything about it. In fact, tomorrow we were supposed to have articles of impeachment articles of impeachment against Mayorkas, who lied to the American people and orchestrated this invasion against us. He was impeached back when we had a majority in the House before the Republican Party coughed it up. And there was supposed to be a vote. The articles are supposed to be delivered to the Senate tomorrow on the 10th. And of course, moonwalking Speaker Johnson decided, oh, no, ain't going to do that. So, you know. Crazy. All right. Last hour I told y'all about Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee saying some really ridiculous, dopey comments about the sun and the moon. And I actually found the clip for you guys. I found it. Okay, so let's listen. And you're welcome, by the way. Sesame, if you can play this clip.
Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? The gas is such that we could do that. The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun.
Almost.
The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
Sesame, what in the name of Buzz Aldrin was she talking about?
It had not occurred to me that going to the moon is far more manageable than going to the sun, even though we've been to the moon. So this is honestly, my whole world's just kind of been flipped, turned upside down right now. I don't know what's what.
Why? What in the world is she talking about here, and why?
Yeah, that's the why. This seems really out of place. Like, are we in a Earth Science Museum for fourth graders? Like,
I cannot for the life of me figure out why what she was talking about and why she was talking about it. I mean, did Kamala Harris give her that script and go, look, I need somebody to sound dumber than me this week? Okay. Okay. This week it's your job. do I need to like reenact the movie The Tortillas Flipped and now move south of the border? Because you know what? You know, yeah, they're showing male parts on live TV talking about the solar eclipse, but at least I don't know what they're saying in Spanish. At least I can, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's funny. We're laughing about it, but it's just like, this is who we're paying.
Yeah. Yes. Correct.
This is who has been elected. This is who the citizens are electing, who we're paying. Do you know how much money she makes a year? And she's going to get it for life. I don't know why these people don't retire, because they get a lifetime pension. They get all the health care that we don't. They get everything for the rest of their lives. You would think they'd be like, nah, I don't want to take to the microphone or risk sounding like that. They're already covered. I just don't even understand it. All right. On a serious tip, I don't know how to transition from that to a serious tip. We're going to go ahead and take a break, because when we come back, I want to get serious. I want to talk about the undercover video footage of a CIA officer, former FBI agent, boasting about how they can put anyone in jail. It's time to get serious. We're not serious as a country when we have Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee. That's a congresswoman, senior congresswoman, saying that crap. And we're not serious as a country when we allow this kind of weaponization against its citizens to continue.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut, too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. Glad to have y'all here with me. Look, so many people are hysterical, conservatives hysterical. We talked last hour about the breaking news in Arizona on abortion, and so many conservatives were upset with Trump. But I got to tell you guys, you know, there's so much going on within the depths, the deep, dark, nasty depths of the swamp in D.C. with the intelligence community, with the FBI, the Department of Justice, and all, you know, all of them that are really these unelected bureaucrats that are controlling our country. And it's so weaponized. And they have actually, I mean, they, you know, Tom DeBacaro and I have talked about it many times. He wrote a piece on Fox News that went viral, where he said that at this point, the FBI is working as an arm, specifically the FBI in partnership with the DOJ, to control the outcome of our elections. And quite frankly, if our elections don't matter, nothing matters. You can sit and be angry at Trump all day long for saying this or doing that or whatever. But if we don't control our elections, then it's all a game. It's all a charade. How do the FBI and DOJ control our elections? Well, first of all, by working with big tech to control your ability to know the truth with like things involving the vice president and his crackhead son. At least I think it was 14% of Biden voters said that they would not have voted for him had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop story that was completely suppressed by AG Barr, the FBI, big tech. That's just one instance. Most importantly, the lawfare, when they are targeting to persecute and then prosecute Americans. And it's not a theory. It's not a conspiracy. In fact, there's an undercover video today. I'm not exactly sure who took this video. I want to give them credit. I don't know if it was, might have been InfoWars. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who took this video here. But it's, I want you to listen to it because this is a former CIA officer and FBI official bragging about using the weight of the federal government to jail anyone by setting them up. And it's called a nudge. Sesame, if you can play the clip.
You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
You set them up.
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just got to give them a quick little... just to see what happens. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Nothing like putting on a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are?
He did what we wanted.
Which was what?
Took his money away. Chopped his legs off.
Wow. We can put anyone in jail. Set them up. We call it a nudge. We did what we wanted with Alex Jones. He said we took his money away, chopped his legs off. It's exactly what they did. Wow. It's one thing to know it because it's obvious of what's happening. And it's another thing to hear somebody just brag about it. And by the way, giving credit, it was an undercover journalist for an organization called Sound Investigations. He went on, it's an 8-minute long clip. And I didn't have time to pull all of it. But at one point, the undercover reporter says, I thought you said there were FBI agents in the crowd at January 6th. And he replied, there are. There always are when there's a big protest in D.C., just in case it gets out of hand like that. I mean, I'm talking that maybe had about 20. You needed 1,000 to get rid of that crowd. He said that the FBI uses embellished news and fake social media to really get people mad. In terms of the crowd, we already know that it was Clay Higgins from Louisiana who's done the investigation from the congressional side. This guy might not have been involved in that. He's just supposing how many were there. But Clay Higgins has determined there were hundreds there. But what this audio is about is the truth that they are targeting conservatives to cut their legs off and to destroy them. That's what our FBI and our CIA is doing. That's what they were doing with Crossfire Hurricane. That's what they did with the Russian collusion hoax. That's how they got Michael Flynn. That's what they did to Michael Flynn. That's what they did to, what's the guy's, I want to say Stephanopoulos, the Greek guy. What's the Greek guy's name?
You thinking of George Stephanopoulos?
Was it George Stephanopoulos?
I think so.
No, because that's a guy who used to work for Clinton.
No, you're right. Okay.
Papadopoulos. There was the other guy that they, Carter Page, you know, what they're doing to Trump. You know, this is what they're doing to all Americans in the form of saying that, you know, that forget Islamic Jihad. We don't care that there's enemies in the street in Dearbornistan calling for death to America. We got to go after Alex Jones, okay? We got to pretend that it's got to do with taking him down because of, you know, something that he might have said about Sandy Hook. No, this is about this man having influence and going back decades in terms of what he has been talking about with the corrupt U.S. government. That's what's going on here. And the American people need to wake up, don't they, Sesame?
Yes, so much so. Yes, I don't know when this awakening is going to come, but all of the evidence is clearly there. and it just doesn't make any sense. It's so clear. All of these little hunches we have is the government listening to certain people, conservatives, pro-lifers, surveilling them illegally, doing everything they can to entrap them in schemes to justify more persecution. The FBI takes one case and splits it into four to make it seem like the these threat, quote-unquote threats, are more prevalent than they really are, and it's not even about that. It's about politics. It is about people need to understand this is an attack on freedom of speech, an attack on everything that makes this country American. The government that should be protecting you is using your money to go after you, depending on your political viewpoint. And that should be scary to everybody, all Americans, of all political viewpoints. We can't have a country with this unhinged fourth branch of government that operates with almost no oversight and does basically whatever it wants. It's disgusting and disturbing.
Joe Biden gets to Joe Biden gets to spit in the face of the Supreme Court and say, "Oh, I'm not allowed to. It's not constitutional for me to take trillions of dollars from the Treasury and buy votes with it. I'm going to do it anyway." Why can he do it? Because the FBI and the Department of Justice are completely in the tank. They're Democrat operatives, and the Republican Party's no better. They're refusing to do anything. We are governed by a uniparty, a corrupt uniparty system. And I'm not a huge fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene because of the way she supported Kevin McCarthy. But she's correct when she busts them today as that the House Republicans have failed completely. I've got a clip that I want to play. Sesame, if you can play that clip.
We should be prepared to hold on and do what is right, to do what our voters sent us to do. But that has not happened this Congress. As a matter of fact, our Republican House majority has failed completely.
Yeah, 100% failed completely. Not the first time either. When George W. Bush won the presidency in 2000, he had a majority. Do you guys remember that? He had the House, he had the Senate, and the White House. And what did they do? He took us into foreign wars, did the greedy geezer bill, the Wall Street bailout, very little daylight between him and Obama. That's what happened. His idea of dealing with the border was the Gang of Eight. Remember that? It was an amnesty plan. Because he's nothing but a Democrat. Now we know the truth about them, the Bush family. She's getting a lot of heat tonight because she's talking about, for some comments that she made about January 6th. Sesame, if you can play that.
I feel if I had it my way, we would have impeached him a long time ago. Actually, if I had it my way, we would have been successful in our objection on January 6th, and he wouldn't even be president.
Right.
I'm getting better, though. We'll get there. So,
we can end it there. Of course, she's being that comment's being taken out of context as though, she's now saying she wishes that, they burn down, D.C., which is, what Black Lives Matter did. But the reality is that she's basically saying she wishes that Mike Pence and the Republican Party had done what needed to be done and push back on the fraudulent electoral votes being counted. And in fact, it was the orchestrated Fed insurrection that stopped it right at the time in which Ted Cruz was standing up, because you had to have one senator and one House of Representatives representing the states that they were going to, to argue to deny the electoral votes. And what a coinkydink. Right at the time that was happening, the Capitol Police pulled the barricades back and opened up the doors and let everybody in. So, yeah, I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I wish January 6th had been successful as well. And when I think back on that, and I think about how that was used against the conservatives, I get really used against MAGA and Trump. I get where we're at today. Americans thrown into the gulag years later, the 70-something-year-old grandma who peacefully walked around the Capitol and prayed for Trump is looking at a $250,000 fine and, you know, time in prison. I get really angry. And you know who I get angry at? I get angry at some people that on the day of January 6th overreacted and didn't have the clarity of thought to realize that the government, just like I knew before the lockdowns that we were dealing with a mass hoax regarding COVID, I knew on January 6th, and I talked about it that night on my show. Shame on you Republicans that are in hysteria. Somebody put their boots up on Nancy Pelosi's desk and all the hand-wringing, the knob-boning. And I'm like, stop. This is the Democrats' play here. And this is about using our ability to express ourselves and deny that we agree with the outcome of this election against us. And that's exactly what it did. The Republican Party is as much to blame. I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. The Republican Party is as much to blame for the state of our corrupt government and the weaponized deep state as the Democrats, because they're all in on it together. At least the vast majority is. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to shift gears. I'm going to read a few emails out to y'all, so stick around. This is The Andrea Kay Show on AM 1170, FM 96.1, and streaming all over the world.
Andrea Kay, bringing the world a much-needed reality check. You're listening to The Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. Okay, so taking it up to Northern California and San Fran, which has been just completely destroyed. Quite frankly, it took longer than I thought for the liberals there to completely destroy the city. It's not been an overnight situation. It's taken at least a good 20 years, if not a little bit longer. It may seem like just overnight that it's just gone off the rails, but it's actually been kind of a slow deterioration. And then it's almost kind of like, to use an analogy, I love analogies, kind of like out here, we've got a lot of hillside homes, and sometimes a cliff will just start to decay and you'll see a house, you know, cracks form a little bit and it can take a long time. But then all of a sudden there can be such a crack that then it just falls over. It's kind of like that's what's happened in San Francisco. And 100% when they got to a crisis point to where, and 100% of it is related to liberal policies. Most importantly, it what ends up happening is, how do I put this into words? The end result of all of the crazy liberal policies that end up with homelessness, the liberal crap with the drugs, and the idea that, you know, people don't have to work hard. You know, it's just so much of all the policies. One of the biggest issues that comes out of that is crime. So they have manufactured a crime wave across this country. San Francisco and the liberal cities, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York are kind of the epicenters of it because they're, you know, metro cities, and San Francisco is so tight knit. And as the crimes have gotten so out of control, and it's caused the closures of many stores. The mall in San Francisco shut down. I think there was another, I can't remember, was it a Whole Foods that spent all this money building a store there, like $10 million? They closed down. Most of the drug stores that are still there, everything is behind lock and key. Nobody can go around and shop anymore. It's crazy. And so, but it's all as a result. The people to blame are the liberal politicians, these Democrat communists, not liberal, communist politicians. And now that they've done all this, now that the stores all around greater San Francisco have been closing and major retailers all over the city have gone because they can't afford. Oh, and then on top of it, Newsom decided that nobody stealing $1,000 or less would be prosecuted. We've had all kinds of smash and grabs and everything going on, right? So now that retailers have decided to close up and leave. Now, get this, lawmakers in the city now want residents to be able to sue grocery stores for closing. So after they manufacture a crime wave to where businesses can't afford to stay open, now they're not going to be allowed to close and residents will be allowed to sue them. They're not even pretending anymore to not be communist. And this is what happens when they're allowed to get away with the communistic tactics during COVID of because of a virus, they can tell you when your business is allowed to be open, when it's not, how many people you're allowed to employ, that the seats have to be, if you're allowed to be open, you can only have so many tables and people have to be 6 feet apart. This is why we should have never gone down that road. They manufactured an emergency, and then because of the emergency, they assumed powers that are not granted to them under the Constitution. They've manufactured an emergency here with a crisis. They're not trying to do this under the guise of an emergency declaration, but they got away with a communist grab over businesses during COVID, and now grocery stores aren't going to be allowed to close shop. People will be able to sue them. That's not constitutional in any realm, and I guarantee you it's going to be happening. They could stop this crime wave right now, and they don't want to. They want this crime wave. It gives them power, right? Case in point right here. They create the conditions, and then they give, and then they act as though the solution is at hand, and the solution is always greater power for the state. Your thoughts, Sesame?
Yeah, that's the thing people need to realize is it's such a weird case study, but it does just really quickly. It reminds me of this story I was reading about where there was a Vons in Oakland, I guess, they're all Safeways up there, not Vons, but there was a Safeway in Oakland and you have to go through a metal detector, like some kind of scanner before you get into the store. Then you shop around and there's security all over the place. You have to scan your receipt in order to leave. And if you want to leave without buying anything, once you're already in there, it's a whole big thing. So yeah, this is what if we don't insist on maintaining law and order, then it will be anarcho-tyranny. It will be anarchy in the sense that repeat offenders are just routinely put back on the street and they just generate these long rap sheets, and it's burglaries and carjackings and robbing grocery stores and Walgreens, so much so that Walgreens just pulled out their 17 stores out of the whole Bay Area, I think, including everyone in San Francisco, and said, we just can't do it anymore because people were stealing stuff from Walgreens, then setting up shop outside on the curb in front of Walgreens and reselling the same products for three times the price. So, I mean, it's pretty – we've gotten to a weird place in San Francisco where it's open communism, open assault on property. You will own nothing and be happy, especially for the corporations too, not just the homeowners and people. So it's complete Lord of the Flies. I don't know what they're going to do.
And let me tell you, and do not think because you're not a major chain or a retailer that this is what they did with COVID and the excuses for the communistic grab and controls over businesses that affected small business. I think 60% of the restaurants in Chula Vista never reopened. So many small business and family owned operations were shut down. You could go into a Walmart which sells books, but you couldn't go into a small family bookseller. It was all a scheme. It was all about destroying this country and being a critical tool to transform us into their communist society. This is called the Grocery Protection Act. It's based on a proposal that the board actually approved, the Board of Supervisors, in 1984, but it was vetoed at that time by San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein. And so now they're wanting to revise it. Yeah, Whole Foods is the one. I was right. They closed their Market Street location last year after there were 568 emergency calls lodged in a 13-month period due to incidents such as vagrants throwing food, yelling, fighting, and attempting to defecate on the floor. It's disgusting what the Democrats have done. They don't have any plan or desire to change it. In fact, it's getting worse in our streets all across this country. And they want that because then it gives them an excuse to seize property. And if they can do this to the here's the saving grace, though, is that they would residents would be allowed to sue the grocery stores that close up if they don't give six month notice. Oh, okay. That makes it better. No, it's still communistic. The businesses would be required to either find a successor grocer or work out a plan with residents in the neighborhood to ensure the availability of supermarket options. Wow.
Yeah, that's still not
clear. It's fascism.
Yeah, that's still you're forcing a private company to make sure that there is some replacement for them after they leave.
Yeah,
that's still communistic. That's still ridiculous.
It is.
That's not any better really at all. You're still punishing them for other people's crimes.
You're controlling the business.
You'd rather control businesses than just throw criminals in jail too.
Yes,
it's like that,
yes.
That this is actually insane.
It's communism. That's what's going on here. And I've been arguing for years. So many people said to me, "Oh, as I've been warning about communism." Well, no, communism is when, you know, the government owns the pink slip of production. And I've been saying this for 15 years. They don't need the pink slip if they are able to control it through regulations. What do they need the pink slip for? They don't care. Somebody didn't care about having the pink slip if they've got keys and can drive your car all around all day. You think they care? You think these illegals care about being granted citizenship? No, they don't care about that piece of paper. What they care about is being given houses, food. And in one city, I think it is, they're not only giving them apartments, paid $9,000 a month for not just the apartment, but also decorations. Because, you know, you got to be able to be outfitted by Wayfair, right? They don't care about becoming citizens. They got more advantages than citizens. What do they care? This is communism being heaped upon us. What are we going to do to stop it? I'm looking for ideas. Email me, AndreaKShow.com, AndreaKShow.com. Final segment of tonight's Andrea K Show coming right up.
You're listening to somebody who tells it like it is. Andrea K on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea K Show. What would be the Andrea K Show every day without another airline story, right? This one doesn't involve, fortunately, a part flying off or, you know, people's lives being endangered. But it actually makes me giggle because, you know what, I'm always, do you ever get jealous of the first class passengers? I do.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're up there with their big old seats and their leg room, right? And, you know, at quick access to the restroom if they want to go to the restroom. And they actually have like real beverages, you know, instead of like lukewarm soda with a couple little cubes of ice you made out of, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, flying coach is got to be kind of, it got to equate to what steerage was back in the day on the Titanic, right? So I'm always jealous of the first class people. One of my dreams is to fly to Dubai, by the way, and one of those first class seats that cost $10,000 each way, and it's like your own little apartment. That's what my dream is. So anyway, this story I'm kind of giggling over because a plane had United Airlines flight had to be diverted and land over 1,000 miles away because a dog pooped in first class.
Wow.
And even after they cleaned it up, the smell was so bad.
the stench.
The passenger claimed that despite the cleanup, the smell carried on. The smell made me ill. Gate agents kept yelling at passengers and the cabin crew. Well, the smell never quite went away. First class toilet declared unusable as the dog mess was apparently unresolved. You know what? This is just such karma. Because you also know when you board, they're all sitting there and they're all giving you that hairy eyeball. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even look at you. I can't even look at you lesser than people as you board the plane, right? They got theirs. I don't see what breed of dog this was. It was a long haul journey from Atlanta, Georgia to Barcelona. And oh no, that was a different one. That was a passenger's diarrhea. That's even worse.
Can't even keep it straight anymore.
I don't see the dog, but you know what? I say, you know what, doggy, good for you. Okay. You gave those first class passengers the how do you do? And so I am here for it. Just teasing, by the way. But can you imagine you spend all that money on a first class seat and somebody's, you know, fur baby decides to just unleash? Why can't I see what kind of dog it was? Speaking to air traffic controllers, the pilot used strong words to describe the incident. This is a biohazard issue. Oh my goodness. Oh my stars. You know, I got, you know, I apologize for laughing, peeps, but I got to find something to laugh about every day. Life is just, it's too grueling otherwise, isn't it, Sesame?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if we don't laugh and let that frustration out, I mean, we'd just be so darn depressed. You know, like it really is just, it's a healing thing. Laughter, it heals the soul. It's a good way to cope too. You know, it's a healthy way to deal with the fact that this world can be kind of very insane and weird and absurd, and airplanes are falling out of the sky. I mean, what? Like, this is just, I don't know. It's, you have to be able to laugh about it, I guess, at least with some of this stuff. We talk about a lot of stuff, so it breaks it up a little bit, you know? We got to be able to stay cheerful, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got to continue to go on with life. We've got to continue, you know, to understand that, you know, as Christians, we know that, you know, we're the Lord's on the throne, and, you know, we can just, we continue to push hard, and I'm going to continue to fight for, you know, the future of this country, knowing that so that I can sleep at night and feel like I've done my part. But then, you know, at the end of the day, I know that, you know, this is just my temporary home, and, you know, it's, this will be over in the blink of an eye. So, you know, there's that. So I can sleep good at night. All right. It's the last segment. I probably should have mentioned this earlier, just to give you guys a little update on where we're at with the lawfare. I hate to end on a negative note, but Trump tried to delay the criminal trial, the hush money trial, next week, given the immunity case that the Supreme Court's supposed to hear. That was denied. So Trump is that case is going to go forward next week. And, you know, but I think that probably if I had to issue a prediction, you know, it's going to go Trump's way. It just seems as though right now, every time there's something that is a step back for him, he ends up taking two steps forward. I just think it's absolutely extraordinary. There's beginning to be a lot of pressure on Joe Biden to debate Trump. Do you think he's going to debate Trump or not?
I don't think so. I mean, he wouldn't survive that debate. That's we'll see. I don't know. I don't want to say for sure yet. It's still early, I guess, but I'm not holding my breath for that. But I would like to see it. What do you think?
Have we ever had a presidential election where we didn't have a debate?
I don't know, actually. Of all the presidential elections we've ever had, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would be absolutely extraordinary.
I mean, it should be a big indicator if Biden didn't do that to people, that he's not fit for the job. But then again, federal prosecutors aren't going to charge him because he's too incompetent to stand trial. It's been made clear by now that Biden is not fit for the job. And even if he were to be, quote unquote, deemed fit, he shouldn't be president. He's a terrible president. So anyone who's – and by the way, even I don't know. Maybe a debate would change the minds. Maybe it wouldn't, because if you're still with Biden after everything we've been through, after all the corruption and the tyranny and the cracking down on – like if you're still with Biden, there's nothing that's going to change your mind. You're just a never-Trumper, or right. you've got bad TDS, or you're just totally infatuated with Biden for some reason that might be pathological. I don't know.
Well, the Democrats are desperate to get him. They want they Biden are. To debate yeah. because it's an opportunity for them to continue to push out lies. You know, Carolyn Wren. Mm-hmm. Do I have time to play the clip of Carolyn Wren?
Yeah.
I mentioned it last hour. I want to play this. She says it doesn't matter what your position is. They will lie in TV ads about you. Well, that's what they want to do in the debates. Let's play this clip real quick.
Democrats are playing a game that is just better than us. For example, they are putting a ballot initiative in Arizona on the ballot that was 24 weeks. So people in Arizona, unless the legislature does something, I hope that they will, they're going to have a choice of you either have zero abortion and no exceptions or 24 weeks, which is 6 months. And Planned Parenthood has already announced $60 million that they're going to put behind that initiative in Arizona. And they're just going to lie about Carrie Lake's position. They're going to lie about President Trump's position. It doesn't matter what position you end up taking. They will lie in television ads about you. And we have got to get organized and focused on this. And Carrie Lake is an unbelievable communicator. I think she's by far been the best communicator on this issue. And not to mention her opponent, Ruben Gallego, actually left his wife when she was 9 months pregnant for a lobbyist in D.C. So I prefer not to be lectured.
Yeah, I wanted to play that because the salient point for me is it doesn't matter what your position is. They will lie in TV ads about you. And that's what they want to do with the debate. The five networks, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC and Fox News have all done a letter to pressure Biden to actually do a debate. And it's not just about the fact that they want the ad revenue for that. It's about that they want they know that, things are bad for Biden. Right. The poll numbers are clear. No matter how they try to gaslight the audience, there is no taste for a continued on the part of the American people for he can go and offer to buy votes all day long with student loans. That's not going to get Joe Biden to win a legitimate election, because there's too many Americans that are flat out suffering under this invasion, suffering under the economics here, frightened as all get out about the future for their children in this country. They know that there's a chance of death to America. They know the Lake and Rileys out there are going to continue, and they're not going to vote for Joe Biden. And so we've got the media that's desperate to try to put him up there, prop him up, and push some lies out on the American people to try to get him over the edge. I'm out of time, and I was just getting on a roll. Hey, that's why you guys got to come back tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you, Sesame Broccolini. Thank you to the listeners. We'll see you tomorrow.